your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
man, that's a heck of a time for my computer to lock up. Oh, man. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting 2 hours. 2 hours daily from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information's on the website, and there's a link to all of your instructors at USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Frank Underhill's with us. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here with you.
Frank, let me just mention, tonight we have a special meetup with Dr. Norman Shealy, and he is going to be at Ziggy's, Sunshine and Glenstone, and we are doing the first of its kind in the United States at a restaurant, a type 2 diabetes clinic. So we're going to be doing clinical trials at the meetup. So if you have diabetes, type 2, or you know someone who does, and you'd like that person to meet Dr. Shealy, he will be there tonight at 5:30, Springfield, Sunshine, and Glenstone. And the information's on the website, page one, USAPrepares.com. He will be talking about diabetes, what it is, the symptoms that you may have if you are pre-diabetic or you might become diabetic. And if you are, he's going to talk about what we can do to see if we can stop it and treat it. And he's going to provide all the materials for 60 days for 10 people. So that's kind of a neat thing that he's doing. And he's funding this himself. So there's no one's going to pay Dr. Shealy anything for the 60-day clinical trials that he's going to be doing. I think that's impressive. I really do. So that's something that if you know someone who has diabetes, please suggest that they consider coming to Ziggy's tonight. It's one night only, okay? And Dr. Shealy's only with us at the meetups 4 times a year. So please take advantage of it. And if you have medical questions, please bring them tonight for Dr. Norman Shealy, 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. Then Mike Parsons is coming up from Tennessee. He's en route right now. And he is bringing with him a gooseneck trailer full of 55-gallon barrels, plastic barrels, food-grade used. They had bentonite clay in them, food-grade clay. And you can use a Scotch-Brite and just wipe them out when they're dry. They have a removable lid, and you'll be able to purchase those from Mike at $30 a piece. I'm buying 4 of them. I know Dr. Howard Shane is buying 4. I know many of our instructors are buying them. So we're getting them at cost. If you would like to buy them at cost, they're probably worth $100 a piece. They're black. They can be used for solar water collection. I suggest you consider it. Some people might bury things in their on their properties with them because they have watertight lids that have gaskets in there. They have a snap band to unseal them. So the entire lid comes off. These are very expensive barrels, only at $30 each. If you're interested, okay, that's Ziggy's and you have to pick them up. No shipping, no delivery. Okay, and Frank, you know, I wanted to share something with you. On November 5th, I was at a crime syndicate meeting, and I haven't said this before, but I'm an elected member of the Republican Party. Not that I like the Republicans. I don't. I distrust them just as much as I distrust the Democrat Party. But in order to keep my eyes on these guys, I decided that I would run for office, and Mrs. Fennelli did too. So we are elected members of the, we're committee people. committee man and committee woman. And so we go to these meetings just to see what these guys are up to. And I was serving popcorn at the last syndicate meeting on November 5th. And I was meeting people, and I met this guy. He's 85 years old, and he came from Southern California. And he and I were talking, and he asked me what the show was about in this broadcast. And I told him that they would talk about gold and silver and water and saving seeds and growing a garden, becoming financially independent, and we expose what the government's up to. And we talk about what the cops are doing, how they're shooting people and how they're shooting dogs and how they're out of control. And he said, "You don't like cops, do you?" And I said, "Well, no. What I don't like is bad government. I don't like government that's out of control." And he said, "Well, how do you think the police get their revenue? They get it from these tickets that you're talking about and you're complaining about." And I said, "It's out of control. $168 for not using a turn signal is out of control. A warning would be nice." Okay? And then if a person is a habitual law breaker, well, then a ticket might be in order. But not for not using a turn signal the first time, $168 fine. So he admitted the cops, law enforcement, and he used the term law enforcement. I said, "I thought you might be a police officer." And he said he was in law enforcement. And I draw the distinction between law enforcement and those who protect and serve. Okay, the protect and serve guys are the guys we like. Law enforcement are on the other side, and they've got a problem with us. So obviously we, in response, have a problem with them. So anyway, that brings to mind something that I say at the end of every broadcast. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And when I talk about integrity, the reason I talk about this so much, and the reason that I talk about the government and what they're doing to us, the spying, the snooping, the surveillance, the recording, the watching our every move, is because they have violated our trust. They don't have the integrity. They don't have the honesty. And that is why I discuss it so much. Because we have fallen so far in the United States of America. We've decided that, as a country, lying is okay. It's okay. Now, back in the 1990s, my dad and mom lived on the farmhouse next to ours. Frank, and have you seen the movie with James Garner in it and Eddie Murphy called Distinguished Gentleman?
I know the film you're talking about, yes. Eddie Murphy ran with the same name, I think.
Yeah, yeah. James Garner played a white U.S. congressman, and he was having an affair with one of his, we'll call her an assistant, in his congressional office in Washington. So he had an affair, and he dies right then and there during this affair. Well, his office is now now unfilled. So Eddie Murphy, a black man, has the same name, and he decides he's going to run for office. And he's going to run, vote for Johnson, the name you know. So he doesn't show his face, and he's running with this campaign slogan, "The name you know." So the unknowing, the uninformed, the unintelligent think they're reelecting Johnson. Eddie Murphy gets elected, and he's in Congress, and he learns about the corruption, the greed, the scandals, the pressure, the bribes, the payoffs, and it's all out in front of him. So I brought this film over to my dad, this VHS tape, many years ago in the 90s, and I said, "Dad, I'd like you to watch this documentary." And he looks at the cover and he goes, "Vinny, this is Eddie Murphy. This is a comedy." And I said, "No, actually, Dad, it's a documentary on the corruption in Congress." And that leads me to the next point. The next point is this video I have in my hand. It's called Homeland. Frank, have you seen Homeland or parts of it?
On the show, parts of it, yes. Not all of it, but I see snippets here and there.
Okay. Well, Homeland is very rough as far as I'm concerned. It was a television series. It won a 2012 Emmy Award. Okay. And I watched the first season and the second season with Mrs. Fennelly. There's It's got sex in it, which is absolutely unnecessary. It's got profanity to beat the band, which is absolutely unnecessary. Unless you look at this as another documentary of how the United States CIA operates. It is about greed, murder, assassination, killing people, destroying innocent people's families. It shows how the CIA operates and how everybody is suspicious of everybody, even within the CIA. It exposes, if you believe this is a documentary and not a drama series, I believe it's both. If you believe some of the things that you see on this, you will see the kinds of things that we have been exposing on USAPrepares.com right here. You will see how the CIA drops cameras into your home illegally, how they're spying on you, how these cameras on the street corners are being used by the CIA domestically, illegally. You will see how they turn on people's cell phones remotely and listen to their conversations illegally. You will see how they're tracking people as they drive and walk all over illegally. I suggest that if you've got the stomach for it, that you can consider watching Homeland. It's about greed and corruption at the highest levels of government. It talks about cover-ups of a killing that was done in an Arab country, and the retaliation. And all of this is based on terrorism. We've got to fight terrorism. But what they forget is we started it. We started the terror. We started the terror. And we're out of control. So it's about the CIA. Now, add to that the NSA, the FBI, the scandals that those guys are involved in. We have created scandals all over the world with our corruption and our immorality. Frank, I did most of the talking this segment. What are your thoughts?
Well, truth is truer than fiction, and when you look at TV shows like the one you're talking about, there's a lot of truth to what goes into it, and sometimes not all television's bad, but I think that you hit it right on the point there, because that's exactly what we're going through right now. If you look at, that pretty lady, Valerie.
Hold that thought.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Frank Underhill's with us. UnderhillSecurities.com. UnderhillSecurities.com. Frank, gold and silver. Sideways, let's talk about gold and silver. What are your thoughts?
Well, we can start with saying with stimulus still in the market, I think it bodes bullish for gold and silver. Why? Because you're having money leaving the dollar and going into other classes of investment. And I think that it's probably very bullish. And when you look at the dollar going down, and of course, you know, gold goes up. On another front here, you look at, I was in Arizona over the weekend, and I was surprised to see gasoline just under, a hair under $3 a gallon. Mm-hmm. So there's signs of deflation there in energy. And I think also deflation can also be helpful to gold. And as for silver, people say, well, isn't silver going up? Well, silver isn't going up because silver simply does what gold does. If gold stays in a neutral pattern, then so will silver. But also, as people have to remember, the Federal Reserve does not hold any silver. Central banks don't hold silver, so they don't really have any silver to lease out, if you will, as opposed to the central banks having gold that they lease out to. But I think once gold starts to move back up, you'll start to see a firming in silver prices here, too.
Well, I like to hear that. I'm looking right now at gold is 1281 and silver is 20.59. So silver's down from a few weeks ago, and I bought some, and I'm delighted. And I was considering buying some more in the next couple of days because I think it's a really good value. Now, could it go down to 10? I don't know, maybe, but I'll still have it. But as the price falls, fewer and fewer people want to sell it. So I kind of like the like to have it on hand. And you know, I wonder what would happen when I get raided by these government minions, these people who think they're doing the right thing. I can imagine what they would say. So I'll just say it. I'll expose it before they come and raid me. They're going to say, that guy has an AR-15 in his studio. He carries an AR-15 in his studio. He has a .45 right there on his hip. He's got a couple extra magazines. So I'm just saying it because that's what's going to make the news. They're going to say, former teacher, AR-15, assault rifle, assault weapon, multiple magazines, and .45 with multiple magazines in his radio studio. Okay. Yeah, that's right. And those of you who are not felons, you have the right, and in my opinion, the duty to do the same thing. Frank, I mentioned on this broadcast that I had to get a driver's license renewal if I wanted to carry a driver's license with me. Not that I need one to drive, but you know, these guys give me so many problems. I'm talking about they want to get me off the air. So I have a driver's license, and I've had one since the 1970s, early 1970s. Anyway, actually before that, in the 60s, late 60s. So I'm looking at my driver's license. It just came in the mail over the weekend. They took my picture, and I had the hardest time keeping my eyes open for that photograph. And the lady kept telling me, you got to have your eyes open. I kept saying, that flash, just thinking about that flash going off makes my eyes automatically close. I can't help it. So I have it. Here's a picture of me on my driver's license. And darn it, my eyes are closed. I'm not going to go back. I don't have time to go back and get a different one with my eyes open. But, isn't that amazing? And if you can read between the lines, there you have it. I have a driver's license picture with my eyes closed. And I should probably read this to you. It came with this really nice document. It has my name on it. It says, enclosed is your new Missouri driver's license. Protect yourself from becoming a victim of identity theft by... And we come back, I'll tell you what that is. These are the same boneheads that gave our pictures with our eye scans to a private company on the East Coast. They violated our trust. Back to that integrity thing. Back to the reason why I have a problem with some government. We'll be right back.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The Freeze-Dried Feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Underhill's with us. UnderhillSecurities.com. If you'd like to contact Frank, I'm going to give you his phone number. If you'd like to call, please call him just after the broadcast. 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. It's a link to Frank Underhill on page one on the website, usaprepares.com. Frank, earlier we were talking about silver. I'd like to come back to that, but I want to mention this. As I mentioned, my driver's license, and why am I saying this? Because some people might think that I closed my eyes on purpose and that I might have been testing the system. Well, I don't know what to say. What can I say? Vinny, you closed your eyes on purpose and you wouldn't let them take your picture with your eyes open for your driver's license. I don't know how to respond to that and tell you the truth. So all I can say is my picture does not have my eyes open. Now, I got my new license, and it came with this document that says, protect yourself from being a victim of identity theft by doing the following. Carrying only those items needed in your purse or wallet. Avoid carrying your social security card, your birth certificate, blank checks, numerous credit cards, or a motor vehicle title. Now, the government has transitioned from our social security number being only used for social security, which mine says only for social security purposes, not for identification. But I'm asked for my ID and my social security number lots of places. I refuse to give it. I tell them I'm not going to do it. I could not even get an insurance quote because I would not give out my social security number, nor my son's, nor my wife's. Seriously. I can't get a new insurance quote because I wouldn't give out those numbers. Nor would I give out my driver's license number. So the insurance company wanted to give me a quote. They wanted our driver's license numbers and our social security numbers. I won't do it. Farm Bureau, Missouri. I suggest what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw those guys overboard. I can't stand the Farm Bureau. And we had another tornado, and I know my insurance rates are going to go up again because of the tornadoes that we've had, about 60 of them in the Midwest. But anyway, the reason that I guess maybe I blinked is because those guys in the Division of Motor Vehicles had used our pictures, our eye images, and our facial images to be used on a database for facial recognition. Yeah. And I'm looking at the expression on my face. It doesn't really look like me. It really doesn't. It's kind of a strange expression on my face. My eyes are closed. Just keep in mind what I'm saying, class. Okay, Frank, what's going on with... Now, Silver, we talked about Silver, but Silver's not moving. Or it's not moving up. What's going on? Central banks don't have any? What's happening?
Well, central banks never carried Silver. And I think when you have a big player like central banks out, I think it takes a lot of otherwise what would have been liquidity in for Silver, like i.e., the Fed, the central banks lease gold to hedge funds and speculators alike, and that's why you see gold very actively traded every day, and it trades contra dollar. Whereas silver, since the Fed's central banks don't carry silver, they don't have anything to lease out, therefore adding liquidity. So I think on that note, that's why silver is contingent on what gold does, because of course silver is deemed as a as another precious metal. But that being said, I think when you look at and also too, the Federal Reserve doesn't carry platinum either in their safe; they just carry gold. Mm-hmm. And I think that that probably is the reason why silver is very lackluster, and why it's probably treated more as an industrial metal than a precious one.
Hmm. Well, I'm convinced that I need to own silver. I need to own gold. I need to own tangible assets, equipment, and things that I can continue my earning capacity with, my farming capacity. And I am not willing to be a victim of the system. Frank, when you think about Obamacare, it just makes me furious. We have a guy in the White House who supposedly was elected, and this guy is trying to force us to buy something. The government forcing us to buy something. It is unconstitutional, period.
I spoke to a lady yesterday who went on that healthcare website, and the rates they were giving her were the same as if she went and bought it on her own anyways.
Really, because what I'm hearing is the rates are 30, 40, 50, 60% higher for people who have contacted me, and that they've done on the website, and they can't afford it. Other people are being thrown out of the system. Other people can't get in the system. And frankly, the USAPrepares.com instructors whom I've discussed this with has said, nah, haven't even done anything. I'm not worried about it. I'm not doing anything. As a matter of fact, they're thinking of throwing overboard their current insurance plan, and then when the fight starts, we'll just go public with the fight. USAPreparedness.com instructors are tough. I mean, these guys, we don't give up. We are in the fight for the duration. And if it's right, we're going to fight for it. And if it's wrong, we're going to fight against it. That's what it is. I mean, one of our instructors, John Dollarhite, got a ticket, a traffic violation ticket. He was sick as could be, and he was driving home, and he got pulled over from a meetup. And it was at night. And he's not a reckless guy, let me tell you, but he has had his share of the government coming after him and beating him up and his family and abusing him. Well, he didn't feel that he was going to get a fair trial. So the judge moved it on up. And now he's going to a district court. I mean, he is actually going, it's going to cost $4,000 for this trial because he is not willing to give up. Good for him. And we'll let you know. And I'd like to air the names of the judge and the prosecutor. I'd like to air those names. And so when I get them, we will. And we get picked on. We really do. Frank, I would like to play something. I'd like to play it's about 2 minutes long. This is absolutely terrifying. And it's a game, and I use that in quotes. It is the most disgusting, offensive, serious thing that's happening. And I believe this game is being carried out in the cities to incite a race riot. Let me say that a different way. Incite a race riot. Here you go. You're not going to believe what you hear.
Three teenagers are under arrest, accused of beating a homeless man in Hoboken to his death.
And police believe the teens were playing a sick game.
Knockout is a game that a lot of our teenagers play, just where they dare one of the guys to just randomly choose anybody walking down the street.
Investigators say the teens, all from Jersey City, seen here on surveillance video shortly after the assault, were allegedly playing knockout.
Oh, damn! My man got slammed! James, the one-hitter quitter!
It's called the one-hitter quitter. You try to hit with one swing and knock them completely out.
What is knockout?
The game knockout is like when people ball it, like they all try to see where their hands goes at, and whoever comes walking down the block, the front, they just knock them out.
You just knock them out, you hit them with a blow. You check their belongings.
Knockout is like when you just punch somebody and they knock, like they go to sleep when you hit them.
What you are about to see is a violent, deliberate, startling attack. Watch. Lying with his face on the curb on Tito Way is 50-year-old Kappa teacher James Adelsberger. Walking away from the attack, seeming to joke and celebrate, are five teenagers.
What's the point?
Like, for the fun of it. Like, for little kids to run around, hit people, and knock them out. Even though they shouldn't be doing it, but people do it.
You can see the teacher was walking, briefcase in hand, and with no fear as he moves toward the group of boys. Watch as one of them crosses in front of the others and violently attacks Adelsberger. He falls to the ground, slamming his head on the curb, unable to even use his hands to catch his fall.
And they hit them.
Yeah. Why?
Because they think it's funny.
They think it's funny, like...
They think it's amusing. That's what they think.
It's just more like picking a target that is alone, defenseless. They just go, boom, when it's the right time and the right place.
It's not anger, it's...
No.
It's just something people ball like.
It just sounds like you just can't be around the wrong crowd, because the wrong crowd, they'll gas them up the door.
They just want to see if you got enough strength to knock somebody out.
It could be anybody. It could be a mother with her children. It could be a guy. I know one time they got the UPS guy.
Well, what's the point? I mean, really, is it just a macho thing of kids?
It's a macho thing.
Frank, what do you think about that?
Incredible. Just incredible.
Here's what happens. These young thugs walk down the street, maybe four, five, six of them, and they'll just see somebody walking alone, carrying something in their hands, and one of the guys will be behind another guy. So we'll talk about the gang. So let's say there's six of them, and one person they'll be walking toward someone on the sidewalk, and they'll act like nothing's going to happen. One guy sneaks out from behind another, sucker punches someone in the side of the face, knocks him out, knocks her out. Totally unexpected. The person is literally knocked cold to the ground, knocked out before the fall from the impact of being hit right in the face, face down into the curb, face down into the pavement. This has got to stop. Now, seriously, when I say at the top of the broadcast, everyone all set, cocked, locked, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. The violence in the United States of America is out of control. In this regime that we have in Washington, D.C., I hold squarely to blame. Squarely to blame because they've eliminated jobs and we have gangs of thugs running around with nothing but time to spend. They're broke and they've got time. And time is the devil's workshop, as they used to say in the 1930s. And here it is. Knockout. It's fun. It's a game. Put these people in jail for life. Anyone who's done it does it for life.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's gonna be slight. One of today's hot. What? God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, if you want to see some really horrible images of what happens when 60 tornadoes touch down in the Midwest, you can go to USAPrepares.com. It's absolutely horrific. It looks like a lawnmower was set on 24 inches and mowed down everything in sight. Cars were flipped. Houses were turned into 2x4s. Unbelievable. Mowed down. And You may think that, you know, when you listen to the Missouri Storm Shelter commercial that we've been running for 18 months here and for 3 years, why would anybody want one? You'll see. Just go to USAPrepares.com. You'll see why so many people should consider some kind of shelter. You can buy it wherever you want, but please consider some kind of shelter. We have two areas where we can go on our farm. Two. One was built in the 1930s, and it was so important back then. It's even more important right now. So I hope you consider having some kind of a shelter for these kind of catastrophes. And a basement is a really good choice. So when you see these funnel clouds coming your way, get to a safe area, please. But check out why at USAPrepares.com, page one. Frank, we've got a couple minutes left. Now, you have an acquaintance who works in an emergency ward of a hospital.
Absolutely. One of the biggest ones here, and I just wanted to share this with you and your listeners. They've had he worked in San Francisco at a hospital up there in the emergency room. And then he worked down here, and he says the most common complaint when people have an emergency is people complain they got a microchip embedded in them somewhere, and they want the hospital to take it out. Now, the hospitals, you know, do CAT scans to look for these chips, and then they don't find them. And then they say, well, then when the person gets so distressed, he starts accusing the ER staff that you're in on it. And they just go totally, like, violent. He's been, like, hit in the jaw. He's been body slammed. There's been, like, 10 people jumping on this individual or individuals. It happens really. People get really angry when they can't find these chips embedded in them. And, you know, he's a nurse, and he works, you know, in the admitting. And he says people complain with chronic pain because of these so-called embedded chips in them. And then when they can't find them or they can't take them out, then they're accused of being with the government. And these are people who are, like, you know, veterans, or they claim to work for NASA, or they claim to work for NSA or CIA or whatever. And you know, whether they do or not, I've never met them, but I do know this person. I don't think you'd make up anything like that.
Frank, let me see if I understand what you're saying.
If any of your listeners have heard of people with government embedded chips, please call me at my office. I'd like to know.
Okay, let me give you that number. If you'd like to call Frank, 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. And so we'd like to know. Frank is a USAPreparedness.com instructor, a dear friend of Bob Chapman. He provided Bob Chapman with information so that Bob Chapman could do his 44 hours of broadcasting a week. Frank Underhill, underhillsecurities.com. Link on the website, page one. Frank, thanks so much for being with us. I'll see you next Monday. Coming up next, John Reagan. John Reagan's coming up next, and we're going to talk about spy technologies. We're going to talk about what the government is doing to control us. Meet up tonight, 5:30, Ziggy's, Sunshine and Glenstone, Dr. Norman Shealy. Type 2 diabetes, clinical trials for 10 people, absolutely free. Medical advice for free and the materials necessary for the trials for 60 days, absolutely free. Tonight, Ziggy's.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure
without paying one dime.
You can take control, stop foreclosure, protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.